Good morning. Today, I am going to be talking to you about one muscle gain tip that you probably haven't used yet. So, it's probably not what you think. It's not a special supplement you're supposed to take or a certain workout. This tip is actually a lot more basic than that. But first, let me go into a little bit of why I think this is so important. So when I first started weightlifting, or really exercising, I would go to the gym. I wouldn't have much of a plan. And then I would have seen some exercise on Instagram or on social media. And I'd be like, oh, I want to try that today. That seems, you know, and this person's like, this is what gave me this amazing physique is doing this thing, right? So I would try that. And then, you know, the next time I went to the gym, oh, I would try a new thing and try a new thing, right? And all of that resulted in basically no results. So today we are going to be talking about a muscle gain tip that you probably haven't used. And that tip is to be boring in the gym. So let's dive into that. Hi there. Welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you are in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so was that kind of a little teaser tip there to be boring in the gym? So what do I mean by that? That is what we're going to be talking about today. So essentially, what I mean by that is stop changing up your workouts so much. Is anyone guilty of this? I know I was. Before I really learned my stuff, it would be I'm doing different things each time, and I would get so excited about using a new exercise, and so I'd want to implement it immediately. So I totally, no judgment from me. I was also on social media or Instagram or whatever and seeing a new exciting workout and being like, this is the thing that's going to do it for me. If I can just do this thing, this one exercise or whatever, that is what's going to make the difference. And realistically, that was just me. You know how people have, they think a certain diet is like a magic bullet, like it'll just solve their problems. It was almost like I was thinking that certain exercises were like an exercise magic bullet. Like you just have to do this and then it fixes everything. Is magic bullet, like, am I using that word right? Magic pill? I don't know. Anyway, clearly I haven't slept a lot this week. The kids have been up a lot every single night. And so my brain is not functioning at 100%. I think we're probably at like 75%. So there you go. That's what we're working with today. So I would change up my workouts. And once I realized, one, that that's not a good idea, and I started implementing being boring in the gym. And what I mean by being boring in the gym is I do the same workout for 8 weeks in a row, the exact same thing. And I'm going to go through some steps on how, like some details about this in a little bit. But first, I want to talk to you for a second about why changing it up every week is actually hindering your progress. So there's a few reasons for this. One of the big ones is that if you change it up every week, then you don't know your progressive overload threshold. So what does that mean? So if you don't know what progressive overload is, go back and listen to episode 5, I believe it is, the number one thing to get you results in the gym. It was a really early episode that talks about progressive overload, what it is, how it helps you in detail. So go back and listen to that if you don't know what I'm talking about. The progressive overload threshold, and this is a term that I've coined. I don't really know what the actual term for it is, but essentially, when you are new to weightlifting or strength training, you're trying to figure out what is actually a challenge for your body, because we all started a different place. You know, for some people, it may be squatting a 45-pound barbell is like they're at max, like when they do 5 reps of it and they're like, wow, my body is exhausted. And for other people, they may walk up and they start with 135 pounds and that is okay. That it takes them, you know, they can do 5 reps of that and then they're like, I'm maxed out. So the beginning threshold of when we start to progressively overload is different for different people. So when you change up your workout every week, you don't know what your threshold is and when it really becomes a challenge for your body in the weight. Does that make sense? That is a big reason. So if you are doing, for example, 1 week you're doing deadlifts and then the next week you're doing some goblet squats and then you don't do deadlifts again for like a month. And by the time you deadlift again, you are going to have to refigure, okay, what is an actual challenge point for you with this exercise? I hope this is making sense. So when you're doing something repetitively week after week, so if you deadlift 1 week on Monday and then the next week you deadlift on Monday and you know, okay, my threshold is 135 pounds with the deadlift, this variation. Let's say sumo deadlift. My sumo deadlift is 135 pounds. I can do 6 of that and then I'm done. I can't do any more with good form. So then you know next week I'm going to try for 7 with good form. You may hit it, you may not, but that's your threshold. You know at what point you are starting to really challenge your body. So that's the first big reason. The second one is you have to learn the form or refresh the form over and over and over again if you are changing things up too frequently. So like going with a deadlift example, like if you haven't deadlifted in like 8 weeks and then you're going back and you're starting again and then you're not going to do it again for another 6 weeks or however, whenever you feel like deadlifting again, you have to sort of refresh your body on form or you risk injuring yourself. So you can't just go right back into, well, the weight I did last time was this and my body should know how to do it. Well, it's been a long time since your body has done this movement. Yes, you'll pick it up faster than when you were learning it the first time, but you still have to refresh the form. You may need to do a light weight for 10 or 12 reps, or you may, you know, there's all kinds of things that go into weightlifting. And so when you're doing something repetitively over and over, your body masters that movement and you're able to really see that you're doing it correctly. So that's the second reason. And then the third reason is it takes more time in the gym. So my workouts are often the longest when I'm learning a new routine because I'm trying to find that threshold over and over again, right? When I'm starting a new routine, I have to find the threshold for each of them. Again, for each of my exercises. Well, when you're doing that on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis, then you're constantly, oh, well, that was too light. Oh, well, let me take off a little bit of that one. You're getting up, you're readjusting the plates, you're adding more weight, you're taking weight away. That takes time. Y'all know me, I do not have time to be messing around with that. My workouts need to stay at like an hour or less because I don't have time to spend more than that. And so when you are constantly changing it up, it's inefficient. Y'all know I am all about efficiency. And then the fourth reason why changing your workouts up too frequently hinders you is that you can't see your progress. You can't see it as clearly because you don't have a benchmark. You haven't set a benchmark, and then you're constantly coming back to that and seeing how you are progressing over time because you're not doing it frequently enough. Does that make sense? So if you're deadlifting, for example, 50 pounds, then you go back the next Monday and you deadlift and you see, well, I can do 60 now. And then the next week, okay, I can do 65 now. And then the next week, okay, I can do 70 now. You're able to really see your progress over time, and your body's able to make progress faster because you've mastered the form and the movement. You're not having to relearn it. So this is really encouraging when you see, okay, I am growing muscle. I know that last week, all I could do was 10 reps of this one exercise. And this week, I did 11. You know you are growing muscle, and that's so encouraging. So that is my last reason why changing it up in the gym every week or too frequently hinders you. So what to do instead? First, you need to have a plan that works. Okay? Stop wasting time with random workouts that you saw on TikTok or Instagram or the internet. And while we're at it, stop wasting time with random diets too, if I can just plug that in there. I can teach you how to work out and eat so that you can lose the fat you want. I can do that. If you go to my website, you can go to the Work With Me page and you can book a discovery call. Do that right now. Just go do it. Okay. We do not have time to waste on things that are inefficient. Also, if you need a plan, a free plan that works, you can go to my free resources page on my website and you can download my five-step strength training guide for beginners or template. Okay, so that's your first step, is to have a plan that actually works. You can do the free download that I give you. You can work with me directly to really make this process go quickly and not have to figure things out by yourself. Also the eating side of things, right? I can help you with that. So you want to make sure that you have a plan that works. I would suggest you always include the big three lifts, the big three in my book are the squat, the deadlift, and the hip thrust. Any variation of those. Always include those because they are so efficient. They work so many muscle groups, and they're really, really effective. Okay, so you're getting a lot of bang for your buck with those three lifts. And then, so you include those big three. And then you do the same routine for 8 straight weeks. I like to do 8 weeks. That's a good number for me. And I found gives me time to learn the movements really well and for my body to really be able to master the movement. And I'm able to find my threshold and to really progressive overload during that time. So 8 weeks is what I like to do. You can have multiple routines per week, but repeat them. So for example, I do a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday weightlifting. Each one of those workouts are different. It's a different routine, but I repeat those workouts every single week for 8 weeks before I change anything. And yes, I'm totally tempted to change things. You know, I see things too and I'm like, oh, wow, that would be super cool. In fact, I was actually tempted. I was doing some split squats, Bulgarian split squats, where you put your foot on a bench and you're holding dumbbells or kettlebells and you're bending down, bending up. It's a great exercise for core stability and balance, which is something that, you know, if you work with me, you'll know I'm really big into taking a whole woman approach. The women I work with, they're not like 18, 20, right? We are all women that most of us have kids, or we're really taking an approach to our fitness that is with long-term in mind. So balance and core strength are really important for as we age. And so I was doing these and I was like, I'd seen a new exercise and I was like, I wish I could sub these out, because I was like, I just don't like them. And I realized that, and I was like, no, I need to do them. And I realized the reason that I didn't like them was because they were hard for me, because they required a lot of core strength and balance and focus. They weren't easy. And I progress kind of slowly in them because they're difficult for me. And I realized that I need to, instead of saying, oh, well, I'll try something different because I don't like these, like my body doesn't like this, to lean into that difficulty, because it's obviously what I need to work on. Okay. And I think a lot of times we switch up the exercises that we do because we're searching for that new and that novel thing. But in reality, we need to lean into the difficulty of doing the same thing over and over and over until we perfect it. That is what gets you results. So we do this routine for 8 weeks. Okay. And then you can use different routines. Like I said, kind of got on a soapbox there. My apologies. So you can do different routines within the same week. Okay. So like I said, I have a Monday strength training, a Tuesday strength training, and a Thursday strength training, and they're all different. But I repeat those every single week for 8 weeks. Then I do what's called a deload week. I'm going to do a whole episode on this in a few weeks, probably. But essentially, a deload week is a recovery week where you are allowing your joints and your muscles to really take a break and to repair and strengthen after this 8 weeks of doing the same thing over and over again. And then you can do that in a few different ways. I like to keep my weights the same amount and cut my reps in half for my recovery week. But alternately, you could cut your weight in half and keep the reps the same. So essentially, you're decreasing the load on your body in your workout by about half. I also, because you're going to be done with your workout like so fast, I choose to spend extra time using the foam roller, stretching, just really giving my body a chance to recover from this 8 weeks of challenging myself really hard. And this is why it's so important to do this, especially if you are a woman in your 30s or 40s and you are new to weightlifting. This helps prevent injury, giving our bodies a chance to recover. And I love deload weeks or recovery weeks. I think they're really fun, and it's a time to focus on my, like, resetting my mindset that this is a long game that I'm playing. I am not in this for a quick result, a quick crash diet, a quick, you know, go up in strength really quickly kind of thing. Like, yes, I want results, but I am willing to take the time to do things right and in a way that is going to serve me for years and years and years. And that's the approach I take with my clients. We are playing a long game. All right, so after that recovery week, then you plan a new routine for the next 8 weeks. Sit down, figure out which exercises you want to do on which days of the week, and then that next week you can start fresh on week one of your new workout routine, and you can take that time to find your progressive overload threshold and all that stuff. And then you do the same thing. Do it for eight more weeks. Okay. So what did you think about that? Is that crazy? I feel like I see so many people doing different things, and every time I see them at the gym, and I'm always doing like the same thing. But in the end, it pays off to spend the time doing this. And if you really want to have long-term results, then be boring in the gym, basically. All right. So my action item for you this week, what I want you to do is, if you are hopping around doing a bunch of different exercises and changing it up too frequently, nail yourself down to a plan that actually works. However that is, reach out to me for coaching. Go download my free guide for my free workout template. Nail yourself down to something and commit to it for the next 8 weeks. And that is what's going to help you really start to see those results in the gym and gain that muscle. So I hope now you really understand why you need to be doing the same routine over and over again. And I will talk to you next time.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, and it would make my day to see a 5-star written review from you. Leaving a written review helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey.